This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The presidents of Turkey and Russia met in Sochi on Tuesday, hours before a five-day ceasefire between Turkish troops and Kurdish fighters is set to expire. The meeting is seen by many as crucial in determining what comes next in northern Syria. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Washington is planning to bring U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria back to the United States and not keep them in Iraq indefinitely.
The aim isn't to stay in Iraq interminably. The aim is to pour soldiers out and eventually get them back home.
Esper says the details have not yet been worked out on how long the U.S. troops will stay in Iraq. He will have discussions with his Iraqi counterpart on Wednesday. Congressional impeachment investigators are hearing today from the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Army officer William Taylor's been thrust into the center of the impeachment inquiry. He's the one who was texting with two of President Trump's point men on Ukraine, expressing concern about hinging U.S. aid on investigations into the Biden family and other Democratic Party officials. At one point, according to congressional investigators, Taylor wrote it was, quote, crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. Taylor was tapped to run the U.S. embassy in Ukraine after Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was suddenly removed. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has failed to form a new government following last month's inconclusive parliamentary election. His centrist rival, Benny Gantz, will now try to put together a majority coalition of lawmakers and become the country's new leader. Netanyahu, already the Jewish state's longest-serving premier, was trying for a fifth term as prime minister. For the latest on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the mobile app. This is VOA News.